Hello?
Good
Hello?
morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes?
Good
Hello?
morning. This is Diamond with customer service, calling you back with customer support. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I wanted to cancel the subscription. I didn't realize that it would be an ongoing charge, so
Yes,
I've
ma'am.
canceled my card, so I wanted to let you know so you didn't try and keep charging that account.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name?
Wendy Lovell, Lovell.
Yes, ma'am. May you provide me with your zip code so I can further assist you?
86314.
Yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. And how much were you charged?
Well, initially 7.95 or something, and then it was a charge of 60 something or 50 something. Gotta ask my husband because he's the one who checks my our Chase card. Honey, do you remember the amount? 7.95 on Sunday, and and 63 something today,
7.32.
67.32.
That's the one that I thought was fraud. I think I can't.
Yes, ma'am. And okay. May you please spell your first and last name for me, because I can't find you by the zip code.
Wendy, Wendy Lovell, Lovell. Love with two L's on the end. I mean, the billing and the shipping were different zip codes. So should I give you the shipping?
Yes.
86301.
8 6 3 0 0. Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, may you be please verify the address for me?
Which one, the billing or the shipping?
The building.
Billing is 4120 North La Jolla, Lajolla Drive, Prescott Valley, Arizona, 86314.
Yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. That wasn't the right account. I'm trying to find the correct account. What was the last four digits of that card that was charged?
I gotta go find it. Hang on a second. Get it out of my purse. Two, 1, 9, 3.
Yes, ma'am, please bear with me. What about 603 East Willis? 601 East Willis.
601 East Willis, that's the shipping.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's the one that we have on the account. I found it. Please bear with me. I'm trying to get into this account, see what's going on for you.
I know, I wish, but that's not going to happen. We'll be fine. They're just like, no, just bear it with it. It'll pull up eventually.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize for the wait, but my system is moving very slow. I guess they know, I guess the system is ready for Friday, too. I'm sorry about the wait, ma'am. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, no problem.
You think I was the only one that's moving slow?
You still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. And everybody's system is moving slow. I'm sorry for the wait.
That's okay. I just thought I heard the line drop.
Oh, I think it's my headset. I'm sorry. I'm still here.
Okay.
Don't click it. It's going to reload. Yes, ma'am. That $7.95 was from the shipping of the KitchenAid when they basically was signed up. That's what that $7.95 was for the shipping shipping the kitchen for the sweepstakes entry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna get that canceled for you though. Yes, ma'am. Is there? Yeah, it's counsel. Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't try and keep sending charges to that particular card because there was apparently something in the fine print that I didn't see that was going to be ongoing charges. And
yes, ma'am.
I didn't want that to happen. So, and then the 67. Whatever, 32, I think it is. That's also canceled.
Yes, it was declined. Basically, when you called and got that call and canceled the car, it never came through. But yes, ma'am, it was declined.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I think that we've gotten it all straightened out then.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for the wait, and thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome. Thanks for your patience, and you have a good weekend.
You too. Do the same.
Bye-bye.
Hey, hon.
Yeah.
They also supposedly canceled the $7.95 charge.
$8.48.